The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah tells us that if there are three cities, Shlosha Kfarim Mishloshim, three cities that are set up as a triangle, that means that one city is across from a second city, and there's a third one that is not in between them, rather it is further up or further down, but it is opposite the empty area in between them. That means, the way the Gemara on the Zayin and the Beis explains, that we can imagine as if the middle one, we could slide the middle one in our Tchumen world, we could slide the middle city between the two outer cities, and if it fits in over there, that means that it is not more than 141 the third Amos for each city, and if not more than 141 the third Amos on each side from the two Chitzonim, from the two outer cities, then we can imagine it as if it is between them, and all three cities are considered like one city. They're all connected to each other. We box them, we make one ribua, one square around all three, and we imagine all cities as if they are one. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis wants to know, the Gemara questions, how far are the two outer cities allowed to be from each other? In other words, if the middle city is a very wide city, and let's just say, for example, it is 5,000 amas wide, and let's say the two outer cities are 5,200 amas away from each other, so we could slide the middle city between the two outer cities, have 100 amas between the first outer city and the middle city, and another 100 amas between the middle city and the second outer city, so it would seem that we could slide the middle city between the two outer cities, and say the Yisrael of Mishuloshin, that we view the three as being one, and they all be considered connected. And the Gemara says that this is actually the case. There's no limit to how far apart the outer cities can be from each other, as long as when we slide the middle city between the outer two, the middle city in this imaginary position is close enough to each of the outer two to be viewed as connected to them. It's within 141 and a third amas, approximately 250 feet of each of the two outer cities. So then we view all three cities as being one. And the Gemara asks that by a keshes, we found in the Gemara, Naftan Hay, that Ira Siga Keshes, a city which is shaped like a rainbow, if the two sides of the keshes, the two sides of the bow, are more than 4,000 amas away from each other, then we view the city, Kishtei Ayar, as two separate cities. We cannot view the whole city as being filled in the middle. So why is it over here, by Shloshe Kfarim Mishloshim, that we could connect the cities, even if there's more than 4,000 amas between the outer cities? And the Gemara answers with these words, Hosam leka lemeimer moli, hocha ikka lemeimer moli. There we cannot say, fill in the middle, fill in the airspace in the middle, as Rashi says, because we don't have what to fill it. And over here we could say moli. Here we could say that we fill in the middle area, the area between the two outer cities, we could fill it in with the middle city. Tosfos wants to know why by every ir ha'asiyah kakeshes, every city that is shaped like a keshes, like a bow, why can't we apply the yisod of Mishloshin by the ir ha'asiyah kakeshes itself? That meaning that we could view the top of the keshes, the top of the bow, as being the middle city, and slide it down between the two outer sides, and then even if there are more than 4,000 amas between the two sides of the keshes, but since we could view the top of the keshes as being lower down, and move it down and view it as if it is between the two outer sides, so now we will have the same principle of mali, the same yisod of mali, that we could fill in the area between the two outer sides with the middle of the bow, with the middle of the keshes, and that way view them all as all parts as one with the concept of Mishuloshin. Tosfos gives three terutzim, three explanations as to why we cannot say the principle, we cannot apply the principle of Mishuloshin by a keshes. The first thing that Tosfos says is that the whole concept of Mishuloshin is only said legabi the two outer cities. In other words, one, when we apply the concept of Mishloshin, that we view the middle city as being between the two outer cities, that means that someone who is walking from one of the outer cities to the second outer city, he could walk all the way across to the second outer city, and through the entire second outer city, and then he still gets 2,000 amas thereafter. And vice versa, someone who is walking from the second outer city could walk across to the first outer city, walk through that entire city, and still get 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos afterwards. However, someone who's in the middle city, as soon as he leaves his city, as soon as he leaves the chayma, the wall of his city, the extent of the edge of his city, right away he begins counting his 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos. Right away he begins. The middle city is not does not benefit from the concept of Mishloshim. And therefore, by a Keshes, what we are trying to benefit the people who live in the Rosh Keshes, in the top of the Keshes, that they should be able to walk through the entire empty part in the middle of the Keshes, and still get 2,000 Amos after the Yeser, after the end of the city, after the imaginary line that connects the two ends of the Keshes. By a Keshes, well, we're not able to benefit from the concept of Mishloshim, because the concept of Mishloshim only applies to the benefit of the outer two sides, but not to the benefit of the one living in the middle city. This is the first teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos in the second teretz says that there's a technicality, there's a technical problem by Akashas why we cannot apply the concept of Mishloshim. Mishloshim can only be applied if the middle city would have to be moved less than 2,000 amos to get it between the two outer cities. By Akashas, which the whole problem of Akashas we hold only exists when there's a distance of more than 2,000 amos from the top of the Keshes to the bottom. So therefore, by a Keshes, we will not be able to apply the concept of Mishloshim. Tosfos, in his third Teretz, lays down the principle, which is referred to as the principle of Emtzaas Gedoilo, that when the middle city is too big, we discussed previously when the middle city is too small to fit between the two outer ones and does not get close enough to the outer ones, we cannot apply the principle of Mishloshim. What if the middle city is so big and so wide that if we pull it down between the two outer ones, it's actually going to bump into the two sides. It'll bump into the two outer cities because it is wider than the different distance between, the middle city is wider than the distance between the two outer cities. Tosfos here says that in such a case, we cannot apply the rule of Mishloshim. And therefore, by the Keshes, if we would try to bring down the middle part of the Keshes, it wouldn't work because it would hit the sides, it would hit the two sides of the Keshes. And therefore, we cannot apply over here the rule of Mishloshim. There is a fourth teretz to the Kasha that Tosfos asks, why by Keshes we cannot apply the concept of Mishloshim, and that teretz is said by the Rajba and the Ritva. The Rajba appears in Daftin Hay, the Ritva appears in Daftin Hay, and over here in Daftin Zayin, that the whole reason why a Keshes, which is so wide and has such a large empty area in the middle, is not viewed as one big city, is because we imagine that since the Tzura Sa'ir, the shape of the city, was built in such an odd manner, the shape of a bow, and nothing was built in the middle, we imagine that the middle, there's a reason for that. The middle is not meant to be filled in. There's some reason why they did not plan a building, they did not want to build in the middle. And Dr. Rajba and the Ritva, since there's a reason why they did not plan on the middle, it's not a plan building in the middle, it's not also the smallest, there are no plans, there's no future of it being built over there. Therefore, we do not have the right to bring down the Rosh HaKeshes and imagine as if it's in the middle, because that middle area, we are saying that does not have a future of being filled in. And therefore, we cannot apply the concept of Moli, of filling it in with a different city, that being the top of the Keshes that we want to bring down. The Rambam, when he cites this halacha of Shlesh Kfar Mishloshim, he does not make any mention of any problem when the Amtsaz is Gedoyla, when the middle city is too big to fit between the outer two. He seems to feel that in all cases we can apply the rule of Mishloshim. And he also very clearly holds that the concept of Mishloshim helps all three cities, the two outer ones and the middle one. And we view them all as one big city, and we make one big ribua, one big square now, around all three together, all three cities. And only after that do we start counting the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos in all four directions. The Tur, on the other hand, in the Sefer HaTur, he mentions both Tosfos' first teretz and Tosfos' third teretz. As the Beis Yosef says, the Tur goes l'chumra, he goes to the more stringent view in both directions. That means he feels that the concept of Mishloshim can only be used to benefit the two outer cities, not to benefit the middle city that is being pulled down. And he also feels that the whole concept of Mishloshim can only be applied when the middle city is a perfect fit between the two outer ones. However, if the middle city is wider and does not fit perfectly between the two outer cities, we cannot apply the rule of Mishloshim. Now the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Tzadiches, Sif Ches, quotes the Lashon HaRambam. He seems very clearly to feel that we can apply the rule of Mishloshim in all cases, and he's not bothered by either Tosfos' first teretz or Tosfos' third teretz. The Ramah comes and says, V'yesh Ibrim, and some say, that the middle city can only measure 2,000 amos from its own walls. That means the middle city does not benefit from the rule of Mishloshim, only the outer cities do. In other words, the Ramah is quoting the Torah over here. The Ramah quotes the Torah, but he only picks one half of the Torah, as the Gra and Bir HaGra, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, both point out that the Ramah chose to go with Tosfos' first teretz, but not with Tosfos' third teretz. It would then seem that both the Mechaber and the Ramah agree that Tosfos' third teretz does not concern us a halacha, and even if the middle city is not a perfect fit between the two outer cities, we can still apply the principle of Mishloshin. The Mishnah Berurah also makes no mention of any such problem of the middle city being too wide and not fitting properly between the two outer cities. And he even says that l'halacha, in this case we go like the Machaber against the Ramah, although usually Ashkenazim do like the Ramah. He says that in this case we could depend on the Machaber and not go like the Ramah, because since there's a Shiloh of Issad Rabbanon, and by Issad Rabbanon we go by the one who is more Mako, more lenient, therefore we could go like with the opinion of the Machaber against the opinion of the Ramah, and we could apply the concept of Mishloshim to all three cities, both to the two outer cities and to the middle city. Which would seem that we therefore do not have to worry about either Taisus' first teretz, la'alocha, or about Taisus' third teretz. Rav David Feinstein Shlita was medayik further, that when the Mishnah Berurah says this psak halacha, that over here we can do like the Mechaber and not worry about the Ramah, if one looks in Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion says that he got this psak halacha from Hagraz, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and if one looks in Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the same exact sif says that we can do like the Mechaber and not like the Ramah. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav also says in that sif, he says that one should be machmir if the middle city is too big, if it's amtsas gedolah and does not fit perfectly between the two outer cities. The Mishnah Berurah quoted one part of the sif of Shulchan Aruch Rav and purposely left out the other part. He picks one line and leaves out the next. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah wants the pasuk over here lekula that one can be mekel with shloisha kfar mishloshin even if the amtsas is gedolah, even if the middle city does not fit perfectly between the two outer cities. And Rav David said that this is the Messiah that he has, the way they passed in the previous generation of Paiskim, that they were makel to say Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim, they were lenient to say it even when it was not a perfect fit. And Rav David feels that this is the correct way to connect Manhattan to Brooklyn, and this is the rationale behind the Talmid Chachamim from Brooklyn who would walk to the Lower East Side with the knowledge of Ramesh Zatzal, and people from the Lower East Side walking to all parts of Brooklyn. He also feels that this can be used to connect the two parts of Lakewood, the north side of the lake, with the south side of the lake. Others are more hesitant to be mekel with this concept of Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim, of three triangular shaped cities, when it is Amtsas Gedolah, when the middle city does not fit perfectly between the two outer cities. The Chazon Ish initially is mekel. He is mekel like the Mishnah Berurah, that we could say like the Mechaber to say Mishloshim, even Lagabe, in regards to the middle city. And the Chazon Ish initially was also mekel to say Mishloshim even at Amtsas Gedolah, but then the Chazon Ish clearly backs off, and he says that's possible. The Rashba and Ritva, although they say alternative teretz to Taisus Kasha, it's possible that la'alocha they agree with Taisus that it has to be a perfect fit, and therefore the Chazon Ish la'alocha does not want to be mekel when the middle city does not fit perfectly between the two outer cities. The Levush in Achrin, the Levush and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as we have previously mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they both paskin la'alocha that it has to be a perfect fit. The middle city must fit perfectly between the two outer cities, within 141 and the third amas of each of the two outer cities, and it cannot be too big, it cannot be amtsas gedolah. So therefore there are those who are hesitant to emekel v'shloisha kfarim mishloshim when there's amtsas gedolah. I personally have heard from Rav Shlomo Miller that we could say that even if one l'chatchila would not be mekel, one would not want to build a connection of cities with Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim when it is Amtsas Gedolah. However, one could use Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim in such a case as a tziruf, as an added factor. In other words, if there are other reasons to be mekel and other reasons to believe that the cities are connected, and one is looking for an added factor to contribute to this connection and combination of cities in order to be mekel l'alacha, one can add in the fact that there is a strong possibility that we say Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim, that we consider the three cities as one, even when it is Amtsas Gedolah, even when the middle one does not fit in between. For example, in Lakewood, where there are many reasons why the north side of the lake and the south side of the lake could be viewed as connected to each other, this would be an additional factor. The fact that there is the possibility of saying Shloisha Kfar Mishloshim, although it is Amtsas Gedolah, although the middle is not a perfect fit between the two outside cities. We'll now discuss one other question with Mishloshin. The Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses, when you have three cities that are Mishloshin. What if you have three houses? That means there are two houses that are too far from each other to be connected, and there's a middle house that's not directly in between the two houses, but is somewhat removed. But if we would imagine that middle house as being between the two outer houses, we would be able to connect them all to each other. They would now all become close enough to each other to be viewed as one and to extend a city that way. So the Gaon Yankov, he contemplates this type of Mishloshim with houses, and he does not give a clear psak. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky brings a raya from the Tosefta that discusses large buildings and says Mishloshin with them. So Rav Abramsky brings a raya from this that we could say Mishloshin with houses. Interesting to know that the Gaon Yankov in his Peirush on the Tosefta called Morad Masnisa changes the Girsa and Tosefta in a way that this raya no longer becomes a raya. That's presumably why the Gaon Yankov does not himself bring the raya. To Beis Shloima, who's from the Gedolei Achronim, he says Mishloshin with houses. Ramosha Feinstein, more than 50 years ago, in the question of how to measure Tchumen in a certain area, instructed the one making the measurements that he should say Mishloshin with houses. And Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, does say Mishloshin with houses. On the other hand, the Chazanish very clearly states that we cannot say Mishloshin with houses, only with cities, because the concept of Mishloshin, of moving a city around and imagining as if it's a different place from where it actually is a novel concept which Chazal introduced in Tchumen, and since Chazal only directly told us about it by cities, we do not have the right to apply it to other things such as houses. So this remains a machlekes achrenim and a machlekes apoiskim if one could say Mishloshin with houses in addition to saying it by cities.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.